The world and your world, they're both moving at a breakneck pace. And if you don't believe me, just take a good look at your kids. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is pop singer Brendan James. Brendan is quite a talent. He's got a brand new single out, and we will have the American radio debut of that single right here on this very show. And then it'll be another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Hail Caesar, the latest from the Coen brothers. And then, which personality type actually earns the most money? There is one that earns a lot more than the others, and we'll let you know which one it is. Is it you? Stay tuned and find out. And then, living in a dirty house. Christina and I will break down the pros and cons of living like Felix Unger, or living like Oscar Madison, pretty much living clean or being a pig. We'll have the story and you'll see where you fall in between the two. We start things off this hour with something that really struck me this week, and I would imagine strikes many other people every single day. This weekend, my son turns 13 years old. Now, if you're a parent, and if you have kids, and if you have only one child, like my wife and I do, that is a milestone. That is the end of the childhood. The adolescence now begins into the teenage years and the changes and the differences that that will bring. But the other night, as I'm thinking, wow, you know, this has really gone by quickly, and you start doing the math and you realize that it is more than half over. Having the child, rearing the child, teaching the child, enjoying having the child in your life on an everyday basis before, yes, he will grow up and he will leave and he will become his own adult on his own. And it is going quicker than I ever thought it would. It's to the point now when you look back at the pictures from when he was a baby and when he was 4, 5, 6 years old and earlier vacations and days spent together, and all of a sudden those pictures look old. I look different. My wife looks different. Of course, my son looks different. It seems as if it was from a different time because it is from a different time. And if you're a typical person like me and you have to work to support your family, and if you're a person like me that works more than one job, you realize that time is flying by and you don't get to smell the roses as much as you would like to. Yeah, you're there for the big ones. You're there for Christmas. You're there for the birthday. You're there for the brief summer vacation, if there is one. You're there for a couple of those special days during the year. But in this day and age, you're up and out in the morning, and you come home later at night, and your child is pretty much ready for bed in a lot of cases. So you feel as if you're missing out, which is why take every second you have and make sure you give as much of it to your family and your kids as you possibly can, because time moves quickly and it doesn't stop. I've been rather busy lately. I have this show. I work on the radio in the afternoon in New York City, and Christina and I are working on a bigger project that you will learn about pretty soon, and it is occupying a great deal of my time. But that's not bad, because it allows me to provide him with the upbringing and the comfort that he needs to be able to be nourished and grow and learn and the whole thing. It's providing for your family. But everyone needs to find the balance. Because if you're the parent of a 4-year-old right now and you're thinking, boy, this is going fast, just wait. It seems like 5 minutes ago, he was 7. This weekend, he turns 13. 10 minutes from now, he'll be off to college. Stop and smell the roses, because they're not always in bloom. Stay with us. Brendan James is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.